Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Thursday of the seventh day in the octave of Christmas. Today's theme, the question of the final hour. Today's first reading from 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 to 21, tells us, "Children, it is the last hour." Well, what is the last hour? Is it the second coming of Christ? When will it finally happen? Or has it happened already? For more than two millennia, people have been expecting the second coming to happen soon, wishing it would happen very soon to rescue our world from evil doings. It seems like now would be a good time for it, right? Immorality, attacks against the Christian faith, and other evils are increasing. Where is Jesus? When is that last hour? I vaguely remember a time when we could leave home without locking our doors. Now we not only have to lock up everything, we don't even feel safe outside the house. Crime has increased. Respect for human life has decreased. More people are unemployed. Fewer families stay together. Fewer men become priests. There are too many scandals in the church. Terrorists could attack again at any moment. And the earth's changing climate is already disastrous for some people. Where is Jesus? When is that last hour? History repeats itself. An analysis of historical trends reveals cycles of alternating renewal and deterioration. We are, in fact, at the same part of the cycle as the Great Depression and World War II. This always leads to a period of renewal and rebuilding. I've studied this phenomenon of historical cycles, and while praying about it, I've gained confidence in the belief that God will once again make good come from bad. For example, I believe that we will see an increase of vocations within the next 10 years, because the world needs more heroes, and young men will be attracted to the heroic side of priesthood. Keep looking for signs of hope and renewal. If we only look at the bad that happens, we easily lose hope. We naturally want Jesus to hurry up and bring us total victory over evil by destroying all evildoers and rapturing us from this terrible world. Instead, we should look for what Jesus wants to do now, through us who are his hands and feet and voice, and expect him to bring his victory to earth by making good come from bad. Scripturally, the last hour means the era of the Holy Spirit, who empowers us to change the world by continuing the mission of Christ. Instead of relying on his second coming, we are to bring Christ more fully into the world, now. Today's Gospel reading from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18, draws us back to the first hour. In the beginning was the Word. Jesus is the first and the last word. As the old year ends and the new year begins, let us ask, what will I do in the new year to be the good news of Jesus and renew our world?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.